Thank you.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, this is Deanna Lawson, and I have a charge on my credit card that I did not place.
Okay, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am. So, can I have your zip code, please, so I can look that up? 68763. Okay, can I have your first and your last name, please?
Deanna Lawson.
Okay, can you verify your shipping and your handling, please? I'm sorry, can you verify your address?
It's 822 East Douglas, O'Neill, Nebraska.
Okay, thank you for the information, Deanna. Just give me a moment. My system is still loading.
Okay.
Okay, so how can I help you today, Deanna?
Well, I have a charge on my credit card from you folks, and I did not make a purchase from you.
Okay, ma'am, what is the charge amount that you're speaking of?
It is $67.32. And it supposedly happened December 26th.
Okay, ma'am, I do see that charge that you're speaking of, $67.32, December the 25th. Yes, ma'am. And it got them here, kitchen, I think it's a membership or something connected to it's connected to that November the 18th charge where you paid, do you remember paying $5.74 to win? It could be like, I don't know, it's a mix or something, but kitchen utensils. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. That's a scam and a half, and I want my money back. I wouldn't mind having that $5.95 back, but what a scam I fell for.
No, ma'am, that's a sweepstakes interest, yeah. And the $5.74 is not refundable. I can't give
that
back.
Okay, that was fine, but I want the $67 back.
Well, I can give you some of it back, but I can't refund the whole amount.
Sure you can. Sure you can.
No, I can't.
I have a Better Business Bureau, and I also will be willing to go quite a way. This is absolutely ridiculous. Did not say anything about a membership. I read it thoroughly. And, of course, I forgot the golden rule. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. And,
well, ma'am, it was in the terms and conditions. At the time, you got to read the small print. It was in the terms and conditions.
What? Yes. I didn't. But I want to cancel it, and I want my $67.32 back. And I know you can do it.
No, not the full amount.
Oh, sure you can.
No.
How long would you like to stay on the phone? Because I can be sweet as pie. You can't hang up on me if I'm sweet as pie. Or you can pass me on to your supervisor. But
now, if you're being rude, now if you become rude,
no,
I am a lot. I'm just saying if.
Oh, you
I'm
can
saying,
hang up on me. I'm not being rude. Haven't been wrong.
No, ma'am. Listen, I was explaining. I said, if you become rude and irate, I can disconnect the call. That's what I said. If I didn't say you were. But you're over talking. And I was just explaining the charges, but you kept over talking. I think that was being a little disrespectful. I was just telling you what the charges was for.
You hang up on me, and you have a recording up. And so do I, matter of fact. I'm not being rude or disrespectful.
Ma'am, I said if. The word was if. I said if you become disrespectful.
You didn't even need to bring it up because I am not being disrespectful.
I'm just letting you know because you're talking about, I'm telling you, you should have read the terms and conditions. I was just only telling you where the charge was coming from. And they were stating that everything has terms and conditions that when you purchased that, when you paid the $574 for the sweepstakes thing, that it was on there.
The sleep study? And is that a monthly charge?
No. Well, yes. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. Answer my question. You'll be pleasantly surprised when you... Is that a one-time charge?
Ma'am, what charges you call about? You call about this charge you claiming that you have, which is December the 25th.
I think I made a huge mistake, and I am pleasantly surprised because I think I know the charge, and I am completely wrong. Is that a membership for a sleep study?
If you know the charge, ma'am, that's kind of, why would you, if you're thinking something was scam or what you're saying, whatever, why
exactly
would you continue to? You
because
didn't.
I have no idea. You never, ever told me what the charge was for.
Ma'am, I just told you. I said it was a sweepstakes entry, ma'am. Yes, I did. Yes,
now,
I did.
And I'm apologizing to you.
Yes, ma'am.
I
said it's 67. I apologize. The 67, I thought I had said this before. But the 6730, yes, I did, ma'am. I said it's connected to the November the 18th charge for the 574.
Exactly,
yes, ma'am.
I did not know from that what it was for. And I am so sorry. I really feel horrible because I'm so sorry I did that to you. I thought it was something else that I had done. And I apologize. I did not mean. Okay?
Ma'am, stop it. And that is, now I'm acting professional. Now you know what this. Now you're trying to play. Okay. All right.
You really
ma'am.
Think I'm lying here? You think I would cry to you? I'm trying to apologize because I feel very, very bad. I don't want my money back. I am going to hang up now and I'm going to say, please have a happy. You know, there are. I know I got on a high horse and I was not nice.
You don't want your money? Okay, so you did you want me to counsel?
Don't want my money back.
But I'm saying, did you want me to counsel though? So you won't.
Yes, you would do that. I would appreciate that. But because I made a huge mistake, and there are people out there that do realize when they make a mistake, they have to say they're sorry.
Well,
okay.
No problem, ma'am. No, I just thought at first I probably thought you was just kidding or joking. I didn't know.
No, I'm not. And like, my daughter has done phone work, and it's one of the hardest jobs in the world. And
ma'am.
No
problem, ma'am. I didn't get offended. I know you was only trying to find out what the charge was for. So I accept your apology. But if you want me to cancel this because they're gonna try to bill you again, I can cancel this.
Please. Is it a yearly thing?
No, ma'am. It's a monthly thing. And I do apologize if that ad or whatever, if it seemed misleading, if you didn't read that. But yes, ma'am, it's connected to that sweepstakes entry. And it's a monthly thing unless you cancel it. Now, if you don't ever call in to cancel, it will keep going on and on. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I did another charge that is probably going to bite me too, but I apologize because you did not deserve that. And
no, ma'am, I understand.
You.
Yes, ma'am, I know you was upset. You wanted to know what the charges was for, and so I accept your apology. Yes, ma'am.
I should have asked you that, and if you will cancel that for me, I would appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. It just was my job as a customer support to explain, because a lot of people don't know why they have these charges. And I was just trying to break it down and try to explain to you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes. And I appreciate that very,
okay,
very much.
Okay.
May you have a happy new year, and I hope you don't have a lot of calls like mine.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes I do. Yes, ma'am. Sometimes I do. And I just, try to remain humble as possible. That's the type of character, that's the type of person I am in real life, even though I'm not on the job, to remain humble and try to listen to hear the customer out, you know?
I know, but thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Now I'm going to give you, did you want to write down your cancellation number?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. It's C as in cat. 263.
Okay.
514479.
Okay.
Okay. Now, thank you, Deanna, for calling into customer support today. And I hope you have a happy new year and a safe one.
What's your first name?
It's Cassandra.
Cassandra, thank you so much. And I apologize.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. And you be safe out there now.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.